You mentioned the saving plan. What is that? What does that entail?
Yeah, so I like to call it a spending plan because, you know, the word budget's like going on a diet. It's like you can't have fun. I have, I believe in every month you should have like different categories you should save in. You can do it a couple ways. Some people do it through the envelope budgeting thing. They have different envelopes for different money. Or like how I do it, I set up different accounts and I put names on them. It's behavioral finance. You can put different names on, like this is my, you can go to Navy Federal, open up a savings account and say PCS on it, right? And you can put money in there automatically. I think automatic savings makes a difference. That's how you save, because we usually spend what we see behaviorally.
So you mentioned for PCSing that you guys offer a chart that basically talks about your pay for the new duty station, the new PCS location.
So right now the Navy came up with something called touch points. Right now, if you can't see us folks, but we have a checklist, right? So Navy has this touch point checklist. And basically it's where you can sit down with your command financial specialist, you can come sit with me, and it's different things that you may not think about. Right? We can go through the checklist and we say, okay, this is this and this. And then you could, there's also handouts that come along with that. In addition, there's a spreadsheet that I have that has your whole, it's a budget spreadsheet. We call it the electronic financial planning worksheet. And basically on one side of it is the money that you're making now. And the next side of it is your proposed, you know, projected. So basically we can take a look at, okay, your OHA might be different, right? Or your COLA, because you're going to Norfolk, you said, right?
That's correct.
So instead of getting OHA works different than BAH, because BEH, pretty much, they pay you up front, and anything, like you get a cheaper apartment, you pocket the rest of the money. While OHA, here in Sasebo, you make money off the utilities. So you can take a look at that. And then if you're losing COLA, and then the other one we see is that people go from shipboard to shore, right? So they may lose like $300 of sea pay when they go to a shore duty location.
It's actually really important that you brought up the benefits and the extra pay that we're going to be losing, but also the extra pay we're going to be gaining, because that does affect the pay.
It can balance. Like some people, not everybody loses money, because it depends, right? If you go someplace else, you may have special pays that you get. Your BEH may be different. So you may make more money, but then if you go back to the States, there's a lot of more things to spend on, right?
Exactly.
So it's something to look at.
Does the FFFC Family Support Center, does that offer any classes for PCSing?
Sure, we offer something called a smooth move workshop. And the thing I love about this workshop, because usually if you're PCSing, you have to run around to all these entities like personal property, PSD, but we bring them all to you. It's a one-stop shop, right? Where you can sit down in a class, I think it runs like about 2 hours, right? And all the speakers come to you and you have the opportunity to ask them questions, things that you may not have spoken about. Navy Marine Corps Relief, Navy Federal, all these entities come to you. So and you get to FaceTime with them. So it's pretty cool.
That's actually really cool. So there's a act, I believe it's the
SCRA, yes.
Yeah, thank you, yes.
Yep, Service Member Civil Relief Act, right? Has set benefits that come along with, like, you know, usually people know that if you had pre-service loans or loans or credit cards before you came in the military, if they were higher than 6%, you can get them capped at 6%. But it also has protections for PCSing, like say you had to leave somewhere short-term, short fuse, that you can get out your leases and things like that.
So you mentioned the workshop for the FFFC. Can anybody go to that workshop? Is it just service members?
No, sure. As long as you're eligible for all services, you know, you can email FFFCSasebo@us.navy.mil and basically say, hey, I want to sign up for the Smooth Move workshop. Usually it's run by Miss Jimmy Tolentino, our AOB person. She runs that workshop, and basically she'll send you a confirmation. It's offered once a month. We just had it this month. I think it's the last week, it's second to last week of the month, but you know, it's on our schedule. So if you go to our Facebook page, it'll be on there.
Perfect. That was Norm Rocada, our financial specialist here on base. And thank you for coming down and doing the interview.
Yeah, thank you for looking into your PCS and having a plan.